Hi, everybody. I'm Tanzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway. Last week on the show, we talked about how after years of trending down, the homeless population in the United States is creeping back up. Sarah Rankin, the director of the Homeless Rights Advocacy Project at Seattle University School of Law, explained.
What has become a particular issue over the last few years is really that our country is crippled by an affordable housing crisis. There have been a number of studies that have established that a $100 increase in rent can result in a 6 to 32% increase in homelessness in a particular area.
Efforts to address homelessness at the federal, state, and local level often take various approaches. But when it comes to getting people into stable housing, two competing philosophies differ on when to address a person's underlying reasons for their homelessness. Most advocates say that a big part of helping people out of homelessness is a policy called Housing First.
Housing First basically says people do better when they get stable housing, and then they can address their problems like mental health issues or substance abuse issues.
That's Nan Roman.
And I'm the president and CEO of the National Alliance to End Homelessness.
Housing First has been a priority for advocates like Roman, and the federal government has made the policy its top choice in homeless intervention since 2007. But there's another approach that cities use, and that's called Housing Ready.
Housing Ready says you need to address your problems before you get the housing.
It's the more traditional approach. Get people into homeless shelters so they can recover, find a job, and then get a place to live. Homeless advocates are wary of criticizing any effort that helps homeless people. But Roman says the research shows that Housing First is more effective.
A stable housing is a social determinant of health, according to the Centers for Disease Control. And what that means is that to be healthy, you need a stable home. And conversely, it means that being homeless puts your health at risk. And people experiencing homelessness have many of the same chronic illnesses as the general public, but they have much worse outcomes from those illnesses.
But Housing Ready, the approach that's reliant on shelters, is still widely used across the country. It often stems from the idea that people don't deserve a free or heavily subsidized rent until they can figure out everything else. But Roman says that local agencies that try Housing First have found that isn't true.
Places that have reduced homelessness, like Houston, which cut homelessness by more than half between 2011 and 2019, generally do adopt Housing First approaches because it gets people into housing faster and their health improves. Housing First can also save money. A 2015 French study found that Housing First dramatically reduced the number of nights that people spent in the hospital. They reduced it from 18 nights in the 6 months before they were housed to 9 nights in the year after they were housed. The faster people get a place to live, the better their health is going to be. And in that sense, I think it's safe to say that we see better health outcomes when we focus on a Housing First approach.
In Texas, this tension bubbled to the surface this summer when Austin announced changes to city laws that critics say criminalize homelessness.
Ordinances, municipal ordinances that have to do with camping, sitting, lying, and also panhandling. These particular ordinances are the ones that have captured the attention of the public and of the politicians here in Texas.
That's Juan Pablo Garnam, an urban affairs reporter for the Texas Tribune. In many ways, Austin's approach is similar to cities hoping to alleviate their homelessness crises by eliminating rules that often land people in the criminal justice system.
They exist throughout the country in many cities. In the case of Austin in particular, they decided to change them.
So Texas Governor Greg Abbott, this went as high up as him, and he's now gotten involved in this approach. He singled out the city of San Antonio, and he compared that to what's happening in Austin. What distinction was Greg Abbott trying to make there?
Through Twitter, he just criticized Austin's ordinances. He just said that he was going to override Austin's measures. And he mentioned in particular not San Antonio's approach as a whole, but the most important component of San Antonio's approach to homelessness, which is a nonprofit organization called Haven for Hope that started working in that city 10 years ago. And he basically said that cities in Texas should look at this as a possible best practice.
What exactly is the controversy about Haven for Hope? Is it that they're not using a housing first approach?
Haven for Hope, just so that you know, it's this huge effort that the city of San Antonio and especially the philanthropic community in San Antonio have done. It's a 22-acre campus outside of the downtown. It cost around $100 million to build, and it has an annual budget of around $20 million. This is the biggest organization that fights homelessness in the city. Around 80% of the people that seek help for homelessness in San Antonio enter the system through Haven for Hope. And although this is not like the city as a whole effort, it's supported by the city in many ways, but it's a nonprofit organization, you know. It's not managed by the city. One part of the leaders here in the state see it as a great example, but many of the homeless experts have issues about it. In particular, in the way that they work, they have two kind of parts of their job. First, they have like this open space where anyone can enter, sleep, stay whenever they want. And then they have a second part that offers services. They partner with more than 100 organizations that offer all kinds of services, going from recovering your ID if you don't have it, which is really important to access a lot of other benefits, to getting help in terms of drugs, alcohol, addiction, or getting housing. They also have sheltering services there. A lot of people have accused Haven for Hope about not applying this housing first approach because they do have some limitations in terms of use of alcohol or drugs. If you are strict with the definition of housing first, this doesn't necessarily align with it.
So Juan Pablo, how successful has San Antonio been and in terms of helping the homeless get homes at the end of the day? And how is that going? Do you think that's going to compare to the rest of Texas?
The truth is that San Antonio has had ups and downs. Austin is very similar, actually, if you look at it in terms of trends. What people in San Antonio do point out is that if you walk around the downtown areas, the touristy areas, you know, the Riverwalk, all those places that we see in postcards, you may not see a huge amount of homeless population around. And some people think that this is because Haven for Hope offers open space for them to go to.
Juan Pablo Garnam is urban affairs reporter for the Texas Tribune. Juan Pablo, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
We reached out to Haven for Hope and they declined to comment. We also reached out to the Department of Housing and Urban Affairs about this story. And a spokesperson for HUD said, quote, "The solution to the problem is housing. And Housing First as a model has proven itself for years now."